Hemoglobin as a biomolecule has four iron atoms. These iron atoms behave pretty much like an antenna, simply because these are metals. The role of iron is to bind oxygen when oxygen is carried to the tissues, and after release of oxygen, to carry carbon monoxide back to the lungs from the tissues. And electromagnetic resonance actually interferes with the magnetism of iron in hemoglobin and in any other binding of iron to other atoms. And this range includes 10 to 140 gigahertz. In experiments, they determined that iron and magnetism increases fivefold if you go from 10 gigahertz to 140 gigahertz in electromagnetic resonance scales. And this magnetism interferes with iron's capacity of binding oxygen and carbon dioxide. In fact, electromagnetic waves may render iron incapacitated to carry oxygen or carbon dioxide because they become magnetized in the unbound state when electrons become free between the two states, oxygen or carbon dioxide carrying ions. So for that reason, hemoglobin is a biomolecule that is very sensitive through magnetism or magnetic flux to respond to electromagnetic fields. It is one of the factors that interferes with oxygen and carbon dioxide binding capacities and the function, the basic biological function of hemoglobin to supply oxygen to tissues.